Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the instant match reaction after Liverpool were knocked out of the Carabao Cup by Arsenal on penalties. 5-4, Willock scoring the last penalty. I'm joined, as ever and only, by Mr. Paul Machin, which has been a thing all day. I'm going to start off with one of Jürgen's quotes after the game. And Jürgen, Paul, said, "I wanted to win both games. We had the 3 points already, so now is an easy decision. I thought we did everything to be a deserved winner. We still have to accept it doesn't work out, but it was not for the performance." Would you agree with the manager on that one?
I think if you find Leno in slightly less inspired form, we're talking about a good, solid, not like a world-class win. I mean, the performance on Monday was one of the best performances. It was just a brilliant performance. We absolutely dominated Arsenal all over the pitch. This game wasn't that. We didn't have our strongest team out, and there's a lot of disjointed performances to come with that. And we'll talk about some of the bits and pieces today. The rest we'll do on the final word tomorrow, of course. But if... like, Jordan Pickford doesn't save that Grealish header. No. You know what I mean? Lots and lots and lots of goalkeepers don't save that. Minamino hitting the bar when, you know, and these are all, it sounds like coulda, woulda, shouldas, but they go in. Sometimes, if you force that many saves out of a goalkeeper, normally it means you're doing the right things, is my general barometer on that. So I agree. I think Liverpool largely... I don't think there's any doubt Liverpool are the better team.
No, I don't think so. I think the stats back us up on that one as well. I've got them in front of me right now. And listen, we have 56% of the ball to 44. We had 16 shots to their 6. 7 of ours were on target. So 7 saves he's made, basically, Leno. They had 2 shots on target. Now, the big saves from Adrian, don't get me wrong, but there's like at least 4. You've got the 2 Grealish ones, Jota ahead and a volley. You've got Virgil van Dijk from the corner and then Minamino hitting the bar. They're all massive chances. And it was a little bit, I think it was a bit of a disjointed performance, if I'm honest. Mm. But I think there's a positive to be taken out of that. Yeah. Because it was a disjointed performance from lads that don't really play together. And yet we still managed to carve them open time and time again. Yeah. And do enough to win the game.
It's just that we didn't do it consistently. Liverpool did it in little peaks. I'm going to get the sofa score thing up in a second, just so I can have a little look at it, just for my own sense of well-being on what have you. But the game just... it wasn't a very good game of football. It was quite a boring game of football at times. And again, disjointed is the word. It's not fluid because you had loads of play. Well, you had like Harry Wilson playing his first game in 3 years for the club in midfield when he's never played in midfield for us before. Like completely new, completely alien to him. You've got Marko Grujic making his second appearance, you know, not his second appearance for the club, but his second appearance in DM, you know, as a lone DM in our midfield. Bear in mind, like Fabinho, it took 6 months for us to allow Fabinho really to play consistent football for us in our midfield. And we've just thrown Harry Wilson and Marko Grujic into a team, you know. So again, these are considered factors for me. They're why the game doesn't flow and isn't a nice game of football to watch. But it peaks and it has moments where it ramps up because we've got good players on the pitch who do good things. And again, that's what it boils down to for me. It doesn't matter now because we lost and we're out. So it's, who gives a fuck, the game's done. But if you're looking to analyse the game, which we are.
My big thing coming out of this game, Paul, and everyone watching at home right now, is that, you know, people will be talking on social media, I'm damn sure, about Divock Origi, and the penalty's not good enough. It's not a great penalty at all. But look, Divock Origi is a fringe player at Liverpool Football Club. We couldn't get in the starting 11 against Lincoln. We couldn't get into the starting 11 tonight. And I don't mean to sound like I'm piling this on Mo Salah, but he's our best player. And He didn't have a good game either. No. And he's had much more of a chance to impact the game than lads like Harry Wilson and Marco Grujic and Kurt Jones. I mean, he's Mo Salah and he's playing in his perfect position and he's playing against a weakened Arsenal side in the Carabao Cup, and yet he did nothing throughout the game, really, did he?
Yeah, and I...
And yet we seem to... I bet you the focus is on all the players that have come in and tried dead hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is the one guy you can hang your hat on and say he should have been the guy today.
I don't know, and I think we'll see in the fullness of time in the coming days or whatever whether there's a deal with about Liverpool and players' availabilities and what have you. Salah shouldn't have played that game, and I can only suspect Salah's played that game for outside factors.
Yes.
Because there's no Mane and there's no Shaqiri. Both of them should have been ahead of Salah for this game. Which sounds, if you take my following on this, Salah played the full game on Monday. Mane came off. And everything we understand about how we manage our front three is that the lad who comes off definitely starts the next game, you know, and that's the way it works out if there's a choice. So maybe Salah was just playing within himself. Maybe Arsenal put a lot more effort into shutting him down. Maybe the disjointed thing didn't quite work out. You know, again, it's telling that there's a little moment where Minamino's trying to feed him and Minamino doesn't quite get the ball to him right. Jota has a very similar thing in trying to link up. But equally, you could argue, again, these are the intangibles, we'll never know. Jota gets more joy and gets a bit more free, and that's probably because Salah's been shut out the game. That's the short blanket syndrome when you're trying to mark Liverpool's attack.
And I've got a quote from Klopp here, actually, on Shaqiri. I don't want to say something about, in brackets, his future, so obviously he'd never said that. He is not injured and he didn't do anything wrong. It is the time of year where the manager gets some info and then we have to act. Now, there's no context to this, Paul. I'm reading the written word, but it doesn't sound like Klopp was particularly happy there, because it's like, let me read that last bit again. It's that time of the year where the manager gets some info and then we have to act. That says to me Shaqiri was in his plans. He wanted Shaqiri to play. There's a bid come in and someone said, maybe don't use him tonight. And I don't know whether, again, no context. I'd love to hear how Jürgen said that.
Yeah.
But just reading the written word there sounds like that's changed his plans and had an impact.
Yeah, just actually, we've got a super chat in from Jonathan Cook, who's right. Actually, David Origi played the 90 at Lincoln.
Did he?
Yeah, for as much as we care about this competition. There's obviously, there's a whole host of factors. And again, I don't want to go into them now because there's been loads of mutterings and rumours. There's nothing concrete, and maybe, and I think we might know more in the next day or two. The Shaqiri stuff is one thing that's come out already. The lack of Mane being there, the fact that Salah's been used. It's just a weird team, and that was much more like the performance that I expected to see. And I think, look, if we'd not played Lincoln last week, we probably would. If we played a better team than Lincoln, we might have seen a similar performance. But this is the point again. We didn't take our chances. We didn't. Is it that we didn't take our chances, or was it their keeper was brilliant? Because it's
Leno didn't take his chance. Yeah. I can tell you that. Others, the keeper was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing, is I think we forget sometimes that we're playing against 11 other lads
who don't want the ball because they're going there.
No, whose job it is to think, they'll be coming away analysing it going, Leno was boss, not our finishing was crap.
Yeah,
you know, we're doing that because we feel
that's
critical.
Why we pay him. He's our goalkeeper. He's supposed to be making saves like that. I just wish he'd done that in the Premier League where it really, really mattered. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
Enough of the negatives, really. We can talk. We'll have to talk about the penalties, and we will talk about the penalties, of course, Paul. But Nico Williams and Reece Williams, the Williams brothers, if you will, or as someone mentioned in the comments tonight, Big Willie and Little Willie, were. I thought they were brilliant tonight, mate. I thought the two of them, I thought Nico handled it really well. I thought first 5 minutes, I didn't think he was going to play, have a good game, to be honest. After 5 minutes, you wonder what player's going to play like, and I didn't think he was going to be great. Reece Williams looked like just calm.
Reece Williams had an impeccable centre-back performance tonight. Thought he was absolutely outstanding. Better than he was against Lincoln, to be fair. I thought he was fine in that game. He looked even better in this one. I mean, maybe slightly aided by a little bit more of Virgil van Dijk, you know, a little bit longer in the game. And then when Gomez comes in, actually, there's a moment where Gomez is a little lax. Virgil was a bit crap in the first half as well, to be fair. But he's a centre-half, as opposed to bringing Fabinho in. He really doesn't know the role inside and out, particularly on that side. I thought Reece Williams was great, very encouraging. When you consider he's, by all accounts, we're talking about him being the third best of our young upcoming centre halves. We've maybe stolen a march, and maybe that's one thing we'll be looking back on in future years as a big moment in his career. And Nico Williams, I thought, was really good. You know, it goes back to what Pep Linders was saying in the pre-match press conference. They want triers, they want doers, they want lads who don't play safe. Nico Williams, I did not see anything that said to me that he was thinking twice about his performance in that game. He was trying things. He was trying to take men on. He was playing passes. He was getting up and supporting the attack. He was being aggressive. He was being direct. He made a wonderful last ditch defensive action to stop the overlap to stop the overload at the back stick in one particular moment. That was a really good Nico Williams performance. So yeah, this is the point. When you've lost, you can focus on the negatives, and they're there. It's hard because if this was Liverpool's main team, it's more worthwhile focusing on the negatives because you're going, well, how do you improve for the next game? This team's never going to play a game again. No. Probably.
Well, not anymore now they're out. And they might have gone out in the next round anyway. Hudder Gamer, thank you so much for the super chat. Oh, well, Arsenal got City in the next round, so they're out.
Yeah, I'm glad. I wouldn't, honestly.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? You've managed to draw Manchester City in the next round. It's like, it's grudge match, and are you playing your best players? And they've probably got a better squad, all told, maybe, than us anyway. So, interesting to see the rest of the draw, as it were, Paul. But, look, I can see the positives in going out of this competition. And look, maybe people will say, look, you should want to win. I do want Liverpool to win.
I wanted Liverpool to win that game.
But in the grand scheme of things, in this season, when there's so many games, I'm just not arsed that we're out.
Can I just tell you this? Carabao Cup quarter-final, Tuesday the 22nd of December.
Wow.
Yeah. So Liverpool, as
just
it stands,
the Champions League stuff's ending.
So December so far has got a Champions League game, Wolves, Champions League game, Fulham, Spurs, Palace, Carabao Cup quarter final. That's the last game before Christmas. So then you've got Boxing Day, and you've got obviously a game between New Year's and what have you. Like, we've actually not got too bad a run in terms of opponents, you know, Wolves and Spurs notwithstanding. But
if you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
When you've played two games a week from now up until then, international breaks notwithstanding, because there's another one to come after next week's one. Two games a week, and then you've got a Manchester City knockdown, drag out game
in a quarter final
in a quarter finals of the cup in the days before Christmas. Like, again, better to be, if you get it and you win it and then you go and win the competition. When you've won the competition, you look back at these things. When you're out, we're out. So
look, if Liverpool are going to win a treble this year, and I want Liverpool to win a treble, Carabao Cup wasn't the third cup that I wanted Liverpool to win. It's the FA Cup.
You know what I mean?
That's for me. I just don't respect this competition because I don't see sides respecting the competition often.
Yeah, exactly. I said this. I mean, look, I don't. because I think it comes across when we say this and we talk like this, it comes across like, I don't know, I want Liverpool to win every competition. I was fucking gutted that we lost tonight because it's penalties. We're more than capable of winning that shootout. We were more than capable of winning that game. We were, we were the better side. Theirs was the busier goalkeeper of the two. Their attack offered nothing all game long. Their best chance of the whole game came from a holding header from a corner after Joe Gomez had just come on the pitch and lost a little bit of it. We make force save after save from their goalkeeper. So I'm gutted that we've gone out because we should have, we deserve to go through. But it's football. Sometimes you lose games that you deserve to win because that's the beauty of football. Fucking hell, if we didn't win games that we didn't deserve to win, we'd have never won the fucking European Cup in 2005. This is, again, it's footy. You've got to deal with these things. But you're right. If it was a high priority, we would have prioritised this game over Sunday, and we haven't, because we've taken Salah off the pitch and we've taken Jota off the pitch and we've weakened our team with our substitutions.
And that doesn't happen if it's a game that you absolutely...
You don't take Virgil van Dijk,
no, you don't.
Mo Salah and Diogo Jota off the pitch if you are committed to winning that game.
And you don't not start some of the other lads as absolutely. Well, to be honest with you. Okay, well, a couple of other things that we need to talk about. I mean, let's talk about the penalties first and foremost. I'm going to start with the goalkeeper. I thought Adrian was really unlucky with the last one. He was expecting it to go a little sort of mid-height maybe, something like that. And he's just tried to go down low with his left hand, I think it was, and gets a touch on it, and it goes in. Willocks obviously runs off.
If it's a better penalty, I think he saves it. It sounds daft to say because it's a good penalty because he scored it, but he overdives almost, you know what I mean? Like and given that he was beaten one early on in that corner where he just... Not even shit happens. There should be no expected. Goalkeepers are not expected to save penalties. Never expect a goalkeeper to save it. Be happy when it does. It's a false mindset to be in that you should expect anything good from goalkeepers, particularly given the change of the rules, particularly because there's so much they've beaten them down and what they can and can't do. Adrian did his very best to, you know, within the limited, the increasingly limited scope goalkeepers have to fucking play that game. Adrian did really well, and look, again on another day, fractions, margins, yeah. He keeps it out. Zenit Chris, Arsenal should have had a penalty in the last minute.
The Milner handball. Yeah, no, that was definite. Listen, before we talk about the penalty misses, for Liverpool, Scott Schultz says, every time we take the field, it matters every single time. And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't stop me being able to see the positives of going out of this competition at the same time.
I don't want
to
dig Scott out.
No.
He's right. You're right, Scott. 100% right. But there's a temptation to use this talk, and I'm not saying you're doing this, Scott. It's like saying, I want England to be the best country in the world. Well, yeah, duh. But like, there's stuff we're not privy to. Again, we're just fans. We're just talking around it. We're talking about it from our perspective and things, and everyone's the same and does it from different angles and what have you. And again, I look into the mentality. Our world class coaching staff have made decisions here for good or for ill. It's not come off. That could easily have come off. Because it's not come off, it becomes something that gets scrutinised. We've lost a penalty shootout.
Again.
It's a penalty shootout. It comes down to it. We've drawn a game of football against a good side when we had a heavily rotated team, when we've made decisions, again, that were chosen, I think, to favour the game because we're playing Monday, Thursday, Sunday. There's complaints when you play midweek Sunday that it has a detrimental impact on your football. To play three games in 7 days, it's crazy, and there has to have been a concession
made. 6 days, I think it is.
Yeah, a concession, to make a concession like that means that there's more to it. So you're right, it matters, and I tell you why. Look, we didn't put two kids at centre half to start the game. We did not play Mo Salah.
No,
we didn't play Diogo Jota.
He put a side out there that could win that game, and they were the better side, and they dominated the ball, and they had all the chances, and the goal, and they came up against a goalkeeper who wasn't getting beaten tonight.
Yeah.
And he's made a good save from penalties as well, and the penalties weren't really great, but it is what it is. Penalty shootouts are a lottery, and you can win them and you can lose them, and that's it. Klopp put a side out that he thought was good enough to beat the side that he thought Arteta would put out. It wasn't. It drew the game. They lost on penalties. It is what it is. Now we look at the positives of it, because I don't think come the end of the season, when Liverpool are counting the trophies on the sideboard, and there will be trophies on the sideboard at the end of this season, Paul, this result won't matter. It feels like it does today, because we've been beaten, and it always hurts when Liverpool have been beaten. But you can, I think you can see that in this season, when there's going to be so many games, that to be honest with you, it's not a bad thing that we're not in this competition anymore.
Yeah, look, I would rather have been in... I wish we'd gotten past Atletico last season in the Champions League. But when you look at how the Champions League stuff's played, as in, it's early doors for us to truly understand the impact. I don't think we're going to see the real impact of...
Until maybe the quarter-final stage, actually, December.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But at the moment, you're already seeing it's having a detrimental impact on Man City's season because they've not had the pre-season. It's having a detrimental impact on Manchester United's season because they haven't had a pre-season. And it's and Wolves, you know, these teams that haven't prepared for the season properly, you will have more injuries and you'll suffer more, etc., etc. So I'm gutted Liverpool didn't win the Champions League, but equally, once we found out how it was structured, it was quite obvious that it was going to benefit. It was a negative that we couldn't win a seventh European Cup, but it would benefit this season for not being in that competition. And we
right.
can't
you
know
can look
that
at
now.
This in the same way, can't you? Maybe.
Exactly, we can't know this now. And again, just you're right. Look, there's plenty of we will do this tomorrow on the final word show. We're going to talk to all the negatives because the way we're talking, we'll talk about the good performances and the bad performances because we always do every single game. But what in a short space of time, I think it's always worth looking at the positives because the lads who are there's plenty of lads who put good performances in there today and put good spells in matches in a disjointed team where it wasn't playing at the peak of its powers and all that kind of stuff. And they're the things that you'll carry forward because you can talk about Divock Origi. We've always known what you get from Divock Origi. That might well be his last game for us. It might be. It might not be. He'll have good games in the future.
I can't wait to talk about Marco Grujic tomorrow because I thought he was brilliant today. Yeah. I thought it was a really mature performance. He grew into the game after probably a little bit of an iffy start and stuff. And these are the types of things that we get to. And it's always great to do it as well when you've had 24 hours, when you've watched the game back and you've soaked it all in. You've taken the emotion out of it. We've listened to commentary because that does help you when you're talking about it as well. So I can't wait for the final word tomorrow, and then I'll make my peace with it. And that's one of the things that subscribers for the Red Men have always said to us, it's a really cathartic experience doing the final word because you get it out and you let it go and then you move on to the next game. And that's what Liverpool have got to do after this one, and those young lads have got to do after this game. The likes of Marco Grujic, Rhys Williams, Nico Williams, know that you've put in a good performance today and the manager's noted that, and then the next time that you're called upon, you've got to be ready. It won't be in the Carabao Cup. Oh, there's your capital, and then I nearly went to Coca-Cola, I think. It won't be in the Carabao Cup, but it might be in a Premier League game. So well done, young lads.
We'll never know. And again, it's why I don't put, again, Pep Blinder said it right when he was talking about the Nico Williams stuff. Don't get too carried away with the wins. Don't get too downbeat with the defeats. There's no sense in it. Just enjoy what you can from everything in football and in life, because we can't know. And is it just, it always links back that. Or we got twatted by Aston Villa in the Carabao Cup last season when we put the kids out, but then the kids go and knock Shrewsbury out in the FA Cup because they'd had a bit more experience under the belt. Curtis and Nico Williams are better footballers. We might find down the line Rhys Williams might be needed.
Yes.
And this is the game when his performance might be all important in winning us a league title or getting us through an FA Cup game or in a champion, you know what I mean? And we can't know these things for now. So again, don't get too carried away with any of these
Devin
things.
Devin Kazayas, thank you so much for the $5 super chat. Disappointing result, but there's too much malicious criticism for some of the comments. Divock Origi and Harry Wilson were poor, but some fans need to chill with the hate. I thought Harry Wilson was average. I think he had a poorer first half than second, and then his penalty. People are just going to think he was crap because he missed the penalty.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not judge him on his 90 minutes.
Not played. Not played a competitive game of football since lockdown. Playing out of position in a cup game. Shit happens, lah. Fair play to him. You know, I didn't see him shake anything.
No, he didn't.
He tirelessly worked for the team. He got stuck into crunching tackles, which I didn't expect from him whatsoever. And look, he missed as a penalty. shit.
I tell you what, I'm excited to talk about Diogo Jota tomorrow, yes, though, because that was an absolute belter of a left-footed volley that Leno goes and saves. But that we will save for the final word. And if you do want to watch tomorrow's final word, then that is only available exclusively on the redmentv.com. If you sign up to be a YouTube member, which loads and loads of people have, big thank you to everyone who signed up today and in the past for that. You get one final word show a week. That's Monday's final word. The midweek final word is always exclusive to the redmentv.com. So please go over, sign up, support us in any way you can. Be that a comment, be that a like, be that just a share on your social medias. If you can buy the merch, if you like the merch, we've got some belter cups over here, the As You Wear. I noticed Joe Rainbird, who joined us on Hot Mic today, said that he's got the As You Wear t-shirt. It's an absolute belter. We've got some great stuff. You can support us in any which way you like, but we love each and every single one of you. Thank you so much for today, Paul. It's been an absolute pleasure, and a clusterfuck all at the same time. We'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.